about the power gifts really fast. There's the gift of faith, there's the gift of working of miracles, and there's the gifts of healing. The gift of faith is not the faith that you get when you're first born again. The gift of faith is a different aspect of faith. It's the same faith, but it's a supernatural endowment of faith. And this gift of faith will work with the other power gifts to bring it to pass. So, for example, the gift of faith is the gift of faith is a gift of the Spirit to the believer in order that he might receive miracles. Say that, receive miracles. Okay. The gift of faith employs faith that it expects a miracle and it as a sustained or continuous action. For example, when you're raising the dead, it is the working of miracles that causes it to come to pass, but it is the faith that sustains the miracle while it's happening. They always work together. So this gift of faith is not the faith that you were born with when you came into the kingdom of God. It is supernatural, beyond what you normally as a believer would be able to believe for. I remember there's been a couple times when I believed for a bird to come back alive, a person to come back alive, and a baby that was born with hydrocephalus. Her head was 13 inches around, brand new baby, and we had to believe the Lord for that baby to live and not die, declare the glorious works of the Lord. But it was a gift of faith, not my normal faith, that was able to sustain the miracle as God raised my bird from the dead, the person from the dead, and healed that brand new baby of from being hydrocephalic, which is water in the brain. Her head was like this big around. And she had no sucking reflex, and she had no brain function at all, not even to be able to suck. And so the working of the gift of faith worked with the gifts of miracles to sustain this type of thing. And so a believer's faith is something when you come into the kingdom of God, the Bible says you've been given a portion of faith. How many of you know that? And it's up to us to do what with that faith? To cause it to grow. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as you spend time with God and his word, faith grows. And in fact, the Bible says faith is like if you have faith like a mustard seed, that you can cause mountains to move. It's that powerful. But remember when Jesus said of the man that said, speak the word only, I think it was a centurion, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. And he said, I've found no greater faith in all of Israel. So your small faith can become great faith. But it's still your faith. That's not what this is. This is when God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, causes a faith to rise in you, and all of a sudden you're like Superman popping out of the telephone booth. You went in as, you know, Clark Kent, and you popped out of that, and all of a sudden you have the faith to raise the dead, and it is a supernatural endowment by the Spirit of God. Amen. The gift of faith is distributed to people as Holy Spirit wills. General faith is to be continual in a believer's life. It can grow or it can become shipwrecked. We know the fruit of the Spirit. One of the fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. So we know it can grow like a fruit. But when you're talking about the gift of faith, we saw that when Daniel was sustained in the lion's den. Remember? Remember when Daniel was in the lion's den and God saved him? He had faith that he would not be harmed. Jesus exercised this gift of faith as he slept in the back of the ship during a raging storm. Remember, he was sound asleep during the storm and they're like, don't you care that we perish? And he's like, oh, you have little faith, you know. Anyway, Peter, a man condemned to die, was sleeping on the very eve of his execution, and he was delivered from death in Acts 12 because he was operating in the gift of faith. It was a supernatural faith. And so it's just incredible. Now let's talk about the gift of working of miracles. A miracle is a supernatural intervention into the ordinary course of nature, a temporary suspension of the accustomed order or an interruption in the system of nature as we know it, operated by the Spirit, operated by the power of Holy Spirit. The working of miracles is used to display God's power and magnificence. Amen. So the gift of working of miracles is amazing. Kenneth Hagin said that when the Lord permits a person through the power of Holy Spirit to speak a word and the miraculous occurs, then the same God who created the world is allowing some of his omniscience to be manifested through that person. Remember, it's as the Holy Spirit wills. So the gift of the working of miracles is amazing. We saw that when Elisha divided the water, striking it with Elijah's mantle in 2 Kings 2:14, in Exodus 8:16, turning dust to insects. You saw this with John 2:7 through 11, turning water into wine. When Jesus began to manifest his glory, it was a working of miracles. When he turned water into wine, by just speaking the word. You see this in 1 Kings 17:8-6. The widow's cruse of oil did not fail. There was a multiplication miracle. Can you say multiplication miracle? And there are many, many, many more. And I don't have time to cover all of them, but look at the miracles in the Bible and you'll see the gift of the working of miracles, and it works with the gift of faith, okay? So the gift of faith is a gift by the Spirit to the believer in order that he might receive miracles. The working of miracles, on the other hand, is a gift of the Spirit given to a believer that he can work the miracle. How many of you know that the working of miracles, you have to work the miracle? It doesn't always happen immediately. If you're raising somebody from the dead, you have to work with that person. You might have to continue to speak the word while the Lord brings life into them. You might have to continue to lay hands on them while that miracle is at work. But it is the gift of faith that sustains the miracle so that you can have that time to raise that person from the dead. The gifts of healing. Gifts of healing are manifested for supernatural healing of sickness and disease without any natural source or means. Now, Jesus had full manifestation of all the gifts of healing in operation in his ministry. The gifts of healing are very, very powerful. Well, and something that I learned about this was, well, how do you tell the difference between gifts of healing and gift of miracles? With healing, for example, with miracles, let's say, it's almost making something out of nothing. Okay, like for example, I don't want to use that example. For example, I prayed for one woman that had part of her finger cut off, and God grew back her finger. That was a miracle. We're not frogs. We're not lizards. We don't grow back parts, okay? But God made her part of her, the part that she cut off, grow back. Okay, that was the working of miracles. Okay, that was a miracle. Whereas healing is, you already have the part there, basically. God just has to restore new cells from what's already there. But a miracle would be water turning into wine. Okay, there's no grapes in the water, all right? You know what I mean? And sometime when we have another 3 hours to talk about this, how do miracles work, I am going to be teaching on this back home. We're going to have Miracle March. I'm going to teach more about miracles. But miracles are amazing. And God wants us to start being released and working in miracles.